This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1734. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 13th, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Diego Garcia, Ecuador, Finland, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Kuwait, Laos, Micronesia, Papua New Guinea, Sarawak, Spain, Sweden, Taiwan, USA, Vanuatu, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Radio Australia is being transformed into nothing but a relay of domestic ABC programs. Bob arose in California, heard an announcement on August 7th that the morning show with Phil Kafkaloudis is going off the air the following week. In fact, the last few programs would just be highlights of previous shows. He said his show had run for 9 years. John Filiozzi in New York replies, "Such a shame. Phil evoked some of the personality that characterized RA, from Keith Glover to Roger Broadbent. Soon, there will be nothing of that. RA will be an international relay of Radio National, ABC Local Radio, ABC Grandstand, and some television. The listener, at least, will have those fine programs which ain't chopped liver, but still, too much will have been lost and can never be recovered or recreated." Then on August 11th, Andy Reid in Ontario heard an announcement that the last program of Asia Pacific would be Friday, August 15th. No word on what's replacing it, if anything. Then John Filiozzi posted a personal commentary on the end of the Radio Australia English service. Here are parts of it. On August 13th, he says, "I received this from a friend at Radio Australia. By week's end, the RA English service, as we know it, will have ceased. All original RA programming will have disappeared, to be replaced by yet more domestic programming from a range of ABC networks. On Monday and Tuesday, the English language unit received their official marching orders and will be all out the door by next Wednesday. The Asia Pacific News Center will continue to produce news bulletins for part of the day, but for the rest it will be like listening to ABC domestic radio. Most of them would not have chosen to leave. Fortunately, all receive redundancy packages, and for those who are with the organization for some time, those packages will be quite large in dollar terms. Some compensation, I suppose. If they had been working in commercial radio, they'd be lucky to get much more than a few weeks' pay." Then John himself says, "I suppose the news could have been worse, in that shortwave or the service itself could have been shut down entirely. It's true that the net result between this change and the last of the string of previous changes that came before it can be viewed as being merely incremental. However, it's also true that this last change has an air of finality to it. The proverbial last nail in the coffin is not an inappropriate take. For those of us with a longer memory, the wholesale merger of what we appreciated as an independent international service known as Radio Australia into some sort of amalgam that no longer recognizes a difference in the needs, wants, and characteristics of an international audience vis-a-vis a domestic one, is not an insignificant nor happy occasion. Having it engineered not as a well-thought-out coordinated plan to improve services to such audiences, but as another thoroughly last-minute emergency response to an ideological putsch from a government which lied about its intentions in this regard, makes it that much harder to swallow. The saddest part is that the powers that be no longer appear to view such targeted, tailored, well-considered mass international outreach as necessary to a culture's cross-border communication efforts. International understanding is left to social media, shoot-from-the-hip tweets, ubiquitous popular culture and commercial ventures whose principal aim is to exploit an audience for pecuniary gain over objectively informing that audience on matters that arguably transcend the mere commercial needs of media sponsors. To be sure, many, if not most, international services of government-supported broadcasters often did a lousy job of this as well. But this was never true of Radio Australia. So make no mistake, while there will still be a 24/7 shortwave presence from Australia, while that space will likely be filled by thoroughly fine programming from the excellent Radio National, something significant, even vital, has been lost, probably forever. While some may disagree, I think that is something to lament, says John Filiozzi. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports on August 13th that Istimai Radio, ICTIMAI, in the FM mode was back to its traditional frequency, 9677 variable, from an unidentified transmitter site broadcasting to Central Asia in the Azeri language, seemingly on the air 24 hours a day. It had for a while been around 11760. Now it's on 9677 variable. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valco in Pennsylvania reports the station on 4409.796, presumably Radio Echo in Bolivia. This was August 8th at 0114 with LA Music. Couldn't be sure it was in Spanish. A pretty noisy reception. There were lots of up-tempo songs with accordion. This correlates with reports from South America. Miguel Castellino in Argentina, to the Condish list, says on August 11th, Radio Echo may be reactivated. On the previous Saturday night, there was a carrier on about 4409.5 with indecipherable modulation. It seemed to be music. So has this station been reactivated? Claudio Galas in Chile says there's a clip of it at a Lithuanian DX's website as of a few days ago, and it is captioned as Radio Echo Reyes, Beni, Bolivia, on 4409.80. In the Australian Radio DX Club, Craig Seeger has been visiting the top end. That's what they call the Northern Territory, and finding that DX reception conditions are quite different from his home in southeastern Australia. He heard Radio Difusora Acreana in Rio Branco, Brazil, 4885, with a fair level, August 8th at 22:27. That's in the local morning hours there, as Rob Wagner points out in reply. That's astonishing to hear it at that hour. The signal path has to be quite different from that we get to Melbourne in the winter via the Antarctic. Being in far western Brazil, the signal from Rio Branco is leaving over French Guiana, across the North Atlantic, Europe, and Southeast Asia to Darwin, all a darkness path, which the short path is not at this time of year. I'm pleased to note that the numerous extremely distorted spurs from Radio Nacional Amazonia, Brazil, 11780, which had been messing up the entire 25-meter band, finally stopped as of August 11th. Let's hope this situation continues. A Channel 2 Canadian TV station, often seen by DXers at a great distance, CKCO-TV2 in Wyarton, Ontario, has been off the air for a while, but no one was quite sure why. Now, Bell Media, the owner, has filed an application to delete the license, and they explain what happened. It's a dispute with a neighbor not allowing them access to the transmitter site. When something went wrong, the only way they could get in the winter was on foot by snowshoes, which wasn't exactly adequate. There's a lot more to the story, originally in the Fagstein blog of August 9th. Thanks to Andy Reid for sending that on to us. The link appears in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 14-33, via worldofradio.com. Nick Hotchko in Sydney, Australia, reports that the American Forces Network's only remaining shortwave service in Diego Garcia is still active on its day frequency, 12759 USB, heard August 10th from 12 UT in English, noisy, plenty of U.S. rock music, progressively stronger and fine copy, he says, as of 12:48, and last heard at 13:05. Maybe that's when they switched to their night frequency, 4319. In Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports, as of August 12th, for at least 4 days, the Ecuadorian station, identifying as Centro Radiofónico de Imbabura Internacional, which broadcasts irregularly on 3380, has been on the air, heard around 08 to 1030 UT, always with gospel commentaries, not playing any music at all when I've been listening. In the Medium Wave DX group, Jorma Mentinen in Finland reports that a private FM station in Tampere, Finland, has got licenses for some shortwave frequencies. It's Radio Gramox, G-R-A-M-O-X, on 106.8. The AM broadcast frequencies are 3960, 7230, and 25760. Power is announced as 50 watts. He says on August 10th, just now I'm listening to them on 3960, playing old jazz and entertainment music from the 40s and 50s. Please note this is not a pirate station. They also have a license to use 729 kHz, which is the Tampere frequency in the Geneva medium wave plan, but so far not heard there. The license is valid until the end of October this year. Their website is gramox.fi. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny replies, a weak carrier with audio down in the noise on 3960, around 23 UT, August 9th. Only detected in lower sideband with strong DRM interference from France on 3965. Radio France International may have deleted English from its shortwave broadcasting a few years ago, but WRMI has brought them back. 6 nights a week, except Sundays at 04 to 04:30 UT on 9955, part of the latest scheduled revision at WRMI. The program is Paris Live at 6 a.m. their time, World News, presented in a rather informal manner. However, it seems to go on for the rest of the hour, but only until 04:30 on WRMI, which then switches to Slovakia in Spanish. WRMI is also carrying RFI Musique on its alternate frequency, 5950, UT Wednesdays at 01 to 02 and Thursdays at 1 to 1:30. Wolfgang Büschel in southern Germany says, the DRM station Bit Express from Erlangen, Germany, on 15785, propagates strongly into Sven's SDR unit in Middle Norway, heard at 0600 UT, August 9th. That's apparently when it signs on each day for a 23-hour broadcast, but I wonder, what was the programming? Is it worth listening to? It's supposedly only 100 watts. And Bit Express is spelled as two words, all in lowercase except for the X. If you're hearing one of this week's earliest airings on WRMI, the following item is in the future. All India Radio will broadcast running commentary in English and Hindi for its Independence Day, UT August 15th, flag hoisting, and the Prime Minister's speech at Red Fort, New Delhi. It's an annual event at 0135 to 0240 UT early Friday, August 15th. In English on 9425, 11985, and 15050. In Hindi on 6155, 9595, and 11620, according to Joe's Jacob at DX India. Ron Howard in California says now is a good time to hear All India Radio Chennai on 4920, since Tibet is currently off the air. Perhaps an annual maintenance break. He heard it August 10th at 1300 with no interference at all. And at the same time, Itanagar was also audible on 4990. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1734. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com, especially if you go to the archive of DX Listening Digests, a new issue every week. And like this program, it is all non-commercial. Thus, we depend on voluntary financial support from our listeners and readers via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or by mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK 73702. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valku in Pennsylvania notes, RRI Nabiri, Indonesia, presumably that station, on 7289.94, August 8th at 0921. He kept hearing it with announcements and music. Past 1000 UT, still going at 1130. This daytime frequency normally closes much earlier, so the later schedule may be of assistance to some other listeners as well, such as Ron Howard in California. He heard immediately from Dave about that. Had it August 8th at 11:32 to 12:18 on 50 hertz below 7290. This exciting reception would never have happened except for the timely tip from Dave, running well past their normal sign-off time, mostly talking. They played the patriotic song For You, Our Country at 11:45. Jakarta News at 1200, but then blocked by a strong signal from China National Radio. While, as Wolfgang Büschel notes, Iran is quite capable of putting out its own spurious signals, never mind my speculation last week about the carrier on the high side of 13785, Iran's Arabic service. I subsequently discovered it's coming from my router, since it went away when it was unplugged and came back when it was plugged in. For months, Iran's Spanish service to South America has been colliding with Radio Havana Cuba on 11760. However, they have a duplicate frequency registered 12025, and we were expecting them to move there. This finally happened on August 10th and 11th. However, on the 13th, 12025 was gone again, and I could hear them underneath Cuba on 11760. Parallel to 9860. This is the transmission starting at midnight 20 UT. I usually hear it about an hour later. However, on August 12th, José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil, says he was hearing it on all three frequencies, not only 11760, but 12025. On August 10th, at midnight 54 UT, I was still hearing Radio Kuwait's new 24-hour channel, 15475. However, on August 13th, Ron Howard in California says it was no longer being heard. Checked at 0325, 1231, and 1352. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says on August 12th, Radio Kuwait was on 15475, but not on the 13th. They probably went back to their previous schedule on different frequencies, depending on the time, 13650, 17550, and 5960. Yes, I confirm that on August 13th, before 2000, 13650 back on the air. It's toward North America in Arabic, and switching at a few seconds before 2003 UT to 17550. Being such a high frequency, reception on that varies a lot, but on this occasion it was pretty good with heavy flutter, one of only three signals I could hear on 16 meters, the others being WRMI 17790 and Spain on 17850. And Kuwait also audible for the English service until 21 on 15540. Kuwait going away from 15475 is good news for LRA 36 Antarctica if they're still trying to broadcast on 15476. Laos, with its only shortwave frequency, 6130, is another beneficiary from Tibet being temporarily off the air in August. Martin Trott in Netherlands reports, 50 hertz below 6130, Lao National Radio, August 8th at 2207. Since Zhejiang PBS is off the air, not only from this, but other shortwave frequencies, he says they were out of service, too, in the second half of August last year. Ron Howard replies, thanks to Martin for confirming Tibet is off. I thought that Voice of Jinling China 6200 was especially good, free from the usual interference. A great chance to hear stations like that and Laos in the clear. Also reported by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, 22 hertz below 6130. He says they have two transmitters at Vientiane, one off frequency like this, and the other one exactly on frequency, scheduled from 0855 until 1600 UT, and heard August 8th at 1520 with a tiny signal. Also, the English service was heard ending at 1429. Last week, we reported that PMA The Cross in Micronesia was running much later than its usual schedule because their automatic timer cutoff was apparently malfunctioning. 4755.54 was running as late as 14 UT, says Ron Howard in California, from August 6th through 12th, but on the 13th, it was back in whack. Ron Howard in California reports that One Talk Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea, is off the air again from 40 hertz below 7325. I found no trace of it since August 4th, he says. Often check from 14 to 1430 UT with total silence. That's when the frequency is clear. I would expect a hint of a carrier if they were broadcasting. Koji Hoshimoto in Japan reports Radio Free Sarawak 15425 August 6th until sign-off at 1230 in Ebon with telephone talkback program and several IDs. However, on August 12th, Ron Howard in California says there was an anomaly. It was being clever in broadcasting until suddenly off at 1302, perhaps realizing that any broadcasting after 1230 is virtually certain to be free of jamming. The jamming normally ends about 1227. At 1257, they played their theme music and a series of IDs. However, it was not as strong as usually heard. The next day, August 13th, they were back to the normal sign-off time at 1230. There was strong jamming at 1149, but there was none by 1225. On August 9th at 0106 past 0130, I was surprised to get a very good signal from Radio Exterior de España on 15385, an unlisted frequency. They were not on one of their other usual frequencies, 9620, so I assume they forgot to make a frequency change since they do use 15385 earlier in the day. George Wood, remember him from Sweden calling the Xers? He's continued working at the non-shortwave station Radio Sweden many more years since, but via Mike Terry, posted on his Facebook August 8th, final day at Radio Sweden before my retirement. And Keith Perrone says George Wood is his guest this week on Media Network Plus. They're still shortwave from Sweden. The Radio Nord Revival Commemoration on August 23rd at 08 to 15 UT, an event at Vexholm east of Stockholm. There will be a broadcast on 6065 and perhaps 3975 as well as medium wave 1512, says Christian Gimodo in DSWCIDX Window. Ronnie Forsland of Radio Nord has more details about this. 1 kilowatt of power on 1512 and a 10 kilowatt shortwave transmitter from Sala using A3H modulation, and a 5 kilowatt rig on the 75 meter band. There could also be low powered shortwave transmissions from the actual castle. This was the very first broadcast in Sweden on September 1st, 1919. That is, August 23rd marks the 100th anniversary of Vexholm Radio, which means something must have happened there also in 1914. More details about the event at www.radionordrevival.blogspot.com, according to Ronnie in the Arctic Radio Club. A Voice of America press release says, after 72 years on the air, the VOA Greek service is signing off today for the last time, bidding adieu to loyal listeners in Greece, Cyprus, and beyond. Well, of course, it was canceled on shortwave many, many years ago, and we hardly knew it still existed. We have some news about World of Radio shortwave scheduling. WBCQ has canceled one of the broadcasts Thursday at 21 UT on 7490, but reconfirmed on webcast the other one still existed, Wednesdays at 2100. on WRMI, a couple of changes. The broadcast on 15770 has been moved from Monday at 21 to Fridays now at 21:30, and it's also on 7570. That is the only frequency which is beamed back across North America. And also, 9495 is no longer on the air, replaced by 5950, and World of Radio now scheduled half an hour later, UT Sundays at 0100, when you can also hear it half an hour later at 0130 on KVOH 9975. Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International also has a new time on WRMI, Tuesdays at 21 to 22 UT. Also both on 7570 and 15770. And you can now see a full schedule of all this alternate programming on WRMI's transmission schedule page, not on the 9955 page. Jeff White also wants reports from Eastern North America about how well 11730 is doing, now in the air 24 hours and on a different heading, 44 degrees. Mike Cooper forwards a story from the Wall Street Journal as of August 10th. Catholic Network sets up California base. It's about EWTN, which has acquired what was once known as the Crystal Cathedral of evangelist Robert Schuller. He sold it to the Catholic institution some time ago, and they're repurposing it to their own television studio, which I expect we will eventually be hearing on shortwave via WEWN. The 78,000 square foot space is mostly gutted. Pews will replace theater style seating, air conditioning will be installed, and a Catholic altar built. In remaking the campus, officials have walked a fine line between preservation and progress. Former Crystal Cathedral members were upset to learn that the diocese plans to remove nearly all of the 1,800 inscribed walkway stones that were purchased to memorialize loved ones. They'll be moved to a new garden space or returned to owners who request them. Craig Seeger, visiting the top end of Australia, reports to ARDXC. Villa Vanuatu not observed on 3945, August 8th at 0830, and only spasmodic on 7260 with a weak signal, generally from 0700. Unable to trace medium wave outlets 1125 and 1179 despite several checks, even when Pacific Island states were in. Via BBC monitoring, closed Zimbabwe XL radio says opposition disarray led to donor fatigue. It's from the New Zimbabwe website 11 August about SW Radio Africa. Jerry Jackson told the Washington Times donors were no longer keen to support the project. She says it was a U.S. State Department agency that gave us seed money to break what was then a stranglehold on radio. Although technically the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation is a national asset, it's run by ZANU-PF. The length of the crisis in Zimbabwe has led to donor fatigue. Recent appeals for funding allowed SW Radio Africa to operate only on a month-to-month basis. In July, it became clear no more funds would be available, and the station was forced to shut down. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 12 and 4, on August 31st. Solar flux dipping to 95 August 15th to 20th and peaking at 130 on August 28th. Geomagnetic activity generally quiet to unsettled until August 31st. And that's World of Radio 1734. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.